Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
What about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not?
From what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
The doctor who first espoused Aiken's controversial rape theory and used to head the National Right to Life Committee is a man the Romney campaign called an important surrogate for him the last time Romney ran for president.
And this is where it gets dangerously close to home for Mitt Romney. Paul Ryan, along with Aiken, co-sponsored the Sanctity of Human Life Act. It's a so-called personhood amendment, and he did so as recently as 2011. Now, that bill made no exceptions for rape or incest or anything else.
A record with a collection of not just news coverage from Republicans, but also the Republicans themselves talking about something that I really can't believe we're having a debate over, which is rape. And you've all heard it by now. Aiken's comments, Republican candidate Tom Smith compared his daughter getting pregnant out of wedlock to rape. Paul Ryan, vice presidential candidate guy, you've heard of him. Paul Ryan saying that rape was a form of conception. This is, and all that we hear from Republicans on this, and I've seen it a few times going around Utah political circles online. I've heard it from a couple of Republican friends on mine, but all you hear is Aiken. He was just a guy, he was just a guy. Sure. He said something completely batshit insane, like women's hoo-haws have a special trap door that if they recognize that the sperm is coming from a rape, they eject it, shoot it into space. Everybody knows that about the vagina, right? It was just a guy. He's just a crazy guy. And basically you see Republicans taking the same position they take on racists in their party. You know, we're not racists. No, but all the racists are Republicans. And in this case, sure, not all Republicans are fucking stupid, or in this case, completely and totally bereft of anything that has passed anywhere near actual science in their understanding of the world and the female anatomy. It's not that they're all that way, but all the people that are that stupid are Republicans. But it goes a little further on this one for me, and it should for every voter out there. Yesterday at the RNC in Tampa, the Republicans approved a platform. They approved a platform that basically backs up all of this insanity. Paul Ryan, after Aiken's comments about legitimate rape, if it's a real rape, the woman won't get pregnant. Everybody knows that, right? Except for, sane people who know that's not true. Paul Ryan, though, kind of hitting the nail on the head. So yeah, Aiken is just stupid. Obviously, somehow this guy gets through life being this big of a moron. It happens. I know adults who can't spell. Paul Ryan, the vice presidential nominee, this is the bigger deal to me. He in an interview, referred to rape as a method of conception. That's what he said. He said, rape is a form of conception, in his statement, and it's equal to conception by consensual sex because it produces life, and therefore via personhood amendments that he supports as a vice presidential nominee. Of course, any woman raped who becomes pregnant has to carry the pregnancy to term and give birth to the product of a rape. This is this is where these people are coming from. This is where, of course, the audio you heard there, the first, that was the DNC's new ad. That was the Democrats' new ad. And of course, they're pointing this stuff out. This has been something that has kind of flown under the radar for a few cycles in a row now, which is basically, this is literally what these adult people in the Republican Party think. And don't give me this crap about how it's just an isolated incident. There's just the occasional Aiken and the occasional Tom Smith candidate for the Senate and the occasional Paul Ryan vice presidential nominee. No, don't give me that crap. Honestly, Republicans in Tampa yesterday at their own 2012 convention approved a platform that included all of this. And more. This platform bans gay marriage, bans all forms of abortion, all, turns Medicare into a voucher program, it would start a commission to slowly return us to the gold standard, extends the 2001 Bush cuts indefinitely, opposes limits, any restrictions at all on guns, including high-capacity magazine clips. This is honestly, this is the extreme batshit crazy of the Republican Party. And don't give me this line that Aiken's just one guy. Aiken represents everything that is wrong with the Republican Party. The fact that he can get away with it. This guy was a candidate. This man that could not have passed a fifth or sixth grade science class about human reproduction. He is somehow a Republican candidate for United States Senate. I'm sorry, that's Tom Smith. Aiken, honestly, these people are in your party. Don't tell me that that's an accident. You've attracted the weirdos. And now you're nominating the weirdos. Paul Ryan referring to rape as a method of conception should be enough to sink anyone's political career. For the Republicans, this makes this guy presidential material. Should something happen to Romney if he wins in November. That's where the Republican Party is coming from right now. And you can't point to someone like Aiken, who actually just says the crazy shit out loud, and say, oh, that's just a guy. No, you know how many Republicans actually think this way. You know where the mentality behind the personhood amendment, behind Paul Ryan saying that rape is a form of conception, behind candidate Tom Smith saying that equating pregnancy from rape to his daughter getting pregnant out of wedlock, because it was, in his words, equally as traumatic on the father. These are the idiots that your party is sending up, my Republican friends. When it comes to these issues, you guys sound like some troglodytic holdover from Arthur Miller's The Crucible, where we're wondering exactly how far the demon bond between women and their monthly cycle goes. Should we lock them up? Honestly, every 30 days, should we lock them up? We don't know what happens. There was some funny stuff happening over there, and she's a little moody and all this. She's a witch. We know how it all goes. This is seriously, it's so ridiculous that this is something happening in 2012. And what's even more ridiculous is how many times I've said that this year about the Republican Party. It's time for the Republicans out there. My appeal to sane Republicans, I think a two-party system's helpful. I think that a heated, spirited debate of conflicting ideas, that's how we've gotten some of the biggest, most point back and be proud of ourselves moments in the history of this country. But obviously, we aren't going to have that much longer unless you, my sane Republican friends, stand up and say, do you know what? These morons, they're not allowed. We're not going to nominate them anymore. They're not candidate quality. They're not elected official quality. They're barely overnight talk radio quality. Let's stop nominating them to potential offices such as United States Senator, or in the case of Paul Ryan, Vice President, or in the case of Mitt Romney, Who knows what Mitt Romney actually believes about this? But this, honestly, it's time for Republicans to step back and say, no, Aiken, Smith, Paul Ryan, these aren't outliers. These aren't people who have just spoken out of turn about some kooky belief they hold themselves. No, they're speaking for the party. You guys have been smart enough for the longest time to know that saying this stuff out loud was not a good idea. But it slips through the cracks often enough that it's obvious this is where your party's coming from on these issues. And it's 2012. Seriously. Do yourselves a favor. Spend more time watching the Discovery Channel instead of Fox News. Read a book or two. Learn about this new thing called the Google. Educate yourselves and check back with us in 4 years. We'll see if you've managed to at least casually acquaint yourself with reality. Until then, honestly, Republicans, your party and its representatives, batshit crazy. I'm Jason Williams, and we will see you next week.